I'm going to tell a legend story about coyote. Coyotes always been, the stories are told about coyotes through all the years. My ancestors told the stories. And there's one story I'm going to tell, it's kind of sad. The coyote, that's Itzayaya, and his daughter were living alongside of the river. He was ailing, he wasn't too healthy, and his daughter was very good, taking good care of him. She'd go down winter time, pour the ice loose, and then dip the water out, and go home and cook for his father. But what he wanted was broth always. She'd go up the river and she'd find some bones that wolves had gotten deer, and they'd leave bones with some meat on. She'd take those home and boil it, and that's what he liked, the old man, coyote. So one day, when she used to go down the river and get water, here she found 5 steelheads laying on top of the ice, and here one appeared. Nice, handsome fellow, Otter, right from under the ice, and proposed to her. We'll never be in need. We'll have a good home down under the river here. We'll take you. You and your daddy can home. You'll never be hungry. You'll never be in need. I'll have to ask my daddy, he said. I can't just say, answer your question. So she took one salmon up. Got up there, said, Daddy, there was 5 salmon down the Otter skiff, and they proposed to me, want me to go with them, and you can go too and live with them. No, 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 I don't like those people. I don't care for salmon. I don't care for it. I won't let you do that. Tell them no. The only thing I like most is venison meat, not salmon. So she had to, the next morning she went down, he was waiting there. And then she went home, went up the river again. Here there was whole deer laying there, and wolves had killed one, 5 brothers, and they were right back of the brushes there. When she got there, they came and they proposed to her. Said, I'd have to ask my dad. So they took the meat home for her, and she dried the meat there for and cooked. Oh, this is good, Coyote said. That's what I like the best. Well, she told him, Daddy, they want me to go with them. They have a place up in the mountains there. That's, go ahead, you can. That's who I like. Then we can always have meat. The next day, she went up again and met them up there. She told them, he approved of your question. All right, we'll come after you tomorrow early in the morning. And so she had that meat fixed for her daddy, dried it and had everything. So they came after her and took her way up, as to imagine, because we're up behind the crags, way up in the mountains. They went there 2-3 days. They got up there, and the place was beautiful. They had the good teepee and lots of dried meat hanging everywhere. Everything plenty, lots of buckskin and all. So she stayed up there with them. Now these other brothers, the mistress, she never came after. They knew then that she had gone with the wolves. They knew, and they were mad. They got ready, we're going up there, we'd kill them all. So one day they took that trail, where the trail goes up to their place. They went on up there, got up there in 2 days, and they saw the teepee and lots of deer everywhere hanging up. So they waited till night time. They had everything ready, pits and all, and brushes to burn their teepee. When they heard them laugh, and they were just telling story and laughing, the brothers and the woman was laughing too. Pretty soon, about midnight, there was no sound. Pretty soon, they heard them snoring. Real loud. They knew that wolves, when they sleep sound. Nothing wake them up. So they took the brushes and pits and put it clear around the teepee and blocked the door there. And they had sticks, forked, you know, long ones. If they try to come out, you'll just push them in. Yeah. So that's what they done. After pretty soon they come to, they try to get out, but all these five other brothers, they just push them back. They're all burned. So they were satisfied, they came home. Oh, about a few days afterwards, Coyote was sitting out in the yard just sunning himself. Pretty soon he heard up there, Tota wako uwehi yetsi. Wako uwehi yetsi. Wetamo ehane kepe. Daddy, we are spirits now. We are going to live. We'll never see you again, or you will never. We're different people now. We're going to the happy hunting grounds where the ghosts live. We're going. No, 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 he said, I'll have to go with you folks. I want to go with you. Well, she said, well, you build a fire and burn yourself up. So he did. He jumped, you know, he jumped back up and he tried to throw himself in the fire. He couldn't stand it. He's just halfway baked. So their daughter said, all right, you come along. You'll never be in the air like we are. You're no spirit. You just travel down Paul Wilcon. You can hear us talk up there. You know which way to go. You have to go through five mountains to get there, where that this is a paradise place there. All right, she went, he'd get tired and sleep, but they'd wait for her, wander around. Pretty soon he came to these mountains, went. Here he came, it was daylight then, evening. Oh, it was beautiful place, very pretty. Never seen such a pretty place. But all alone, there's no people there. When it got dark, here you saw people coming in. Oh, lots of people. They had pretty girls, that's what he had his eyes on. There's pretty girls, so he watched them, and pretty soon the handsome people come, and they were war dancing, they were gambling and racing. He just took it in all night. It lasted for about a month. He got tired. It got daylight. Everything was gone. He was all alone all day. And when night came again, they come. But he got tired of it. And the daughter noticed. What's the matter, Daddy? Said, oh, I'm getting lonesome. I think I want to go back home. I think I get getting too lonesome here. All right, Daddy said, Put us all in a pure, clean buckskin, wrap us up and pack us home. But when you come to these five mountains, never to look back, just head west always. I'll do that. So he packed them. He started. Oh, that's nothing. He said, it's a little light. No weight to them. He started. He dressed and he had lunch and he'd go and night came, he'd sleep there, just facing this way. Right here, it started to begin to get heavier, heavier. They were going to turn back to human beings. If he made it clear through, if he never looked back. All right, here they were getting very heavy, and he'd rest every now and then. He'd rest and keep a going. Oh, they were getting, they'd begin to talk. You hear them talking and laughing. Oh, they come into life, he said. He was happy. Here he was going there. It rained when he was down here. He was climbing up there. Here he slipped, looked back. His pack disappeared. He heard them talking, heard the daughter laughing, going, "We'll never see you again, Daddy." Oh, he was heartbroken. When he got up there, he sat down and he cried, Enemy, his tears were coming down sick. All right, he wiped his eyes off. That's where he predicted. All right, he says, legend days will be over. Humanity is coming soon. No more legend days. Titwatityaya is legend days. There will be no more. And they will be sad like I am, brokenhearted over my last child, never to return again. Death takes her. And that's the way it's going to be. Years to come, people will lose their only child, and they'll have the feeling, just like I have, sad. That's what, you know, we used to cry when my mother used to tell it. Oh, we'd have tears coming. We'd kind of feel sorry, the way Coyote was telling. He was so sad, and that's what he predicted. And that's why these days we are that way. Sadness comes to us. And that's what it started on the Coyote. And then he said, all right, I'll have to go home now and find my friend Fox. They used to always live together. So he went. And they lived ever happily after. That was kind of sad story, I think. Poor Coyote lost his only daughter. Yeah.